another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, Happy New Year to everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am your most gracious host, Constance Arnold. And during this most wonderful holiday season, I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from wonderful Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm so grateful and excited that you've joined me today. You know, at the end of the year, so many of you are searching for answers as to how you can begin to create a better new year, a more purposeful life, and a more abundant one. And today, you're going to find out just how to do that on this show. Well, Happy New Year to all of you. And, you know, as this show is airing live, we are approximately 48 hours, if you're on Eastern Standard Time, from 2013, and for many of my wonderful listeners in Australia and other parts of the world, it will be even sooner. And I hope that you have enjoyed your Christmas holidays and that you are focusing in on what you have in your life. You know, during the holidays, there are so many images that come to us from television about how things should and should not be. I feel that there are so many fantasies about the way things should be, but what I want you to do is focus in on what you do have in your life during this holiday season. Do you have your family? Do you have health? Do you have a place to live? Do you have food to eat? You know, I think they said one half of the world does not have clean drinking water. Do you have a great drinking water? So focus in on what you have and be grateful for that. Well, I had a wonderful Christmas. I woke up early and I spent the morning time in prayer and thanksgiving. And I really, just like I shared with you, focus in on the reason for the season. And for me, of course, you know that that's Jesus. And I looked at all of the great things that I had in my life, including all of you, my global audience, and just had a wonderful time. I spent the day with friends, and I had so many invites, I had to decide which ones am I going to. So I chose to go to three places, ate what I wanted to eat as I'm going to be exercising, and just had a wonderful time. And so for that, I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for all of my faithful listeners. I heard from so many of you during the holidays, and I just want to say right now that I love you and that God loves and adores you. Well, I wanted to make sure that on the last Sunday of 2012 that I would be the one teaching you. And so today I'm going to be talking to you about how to take inventory of 2012. We're going to take a look at what did work and what did not work, and how I'm going to teach you how to set goals and intentions with strategies to create the God-given life that you were designed to have. But before I do that, I have one of my very special clients on today, and he's an attorney. He's a very powerful man, and he has a powerful testimony, and I think he's going to really help you and give you hope and encourage you about how you can make your dreams come true quickly. And my very special guest, I've never met him in person, we've just Skyped, is Kevin Crayon II, and he's an attorney, and he's going to share with you about his experience in coaching with me. So, Kevin, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hi, Constance. Thanks for having me, and Merry Christmas, belated Christmas, and as we go into this new year, Happy New Year.
Well, Kevin, when you called me, did you ever have any idea that you would be a guest on my show?
Not so soon, Constance. Not so soon. It's something I kind of visualized, but I honestly didn't think it would be happening until much later, so it is definitely a blessing. Thank you.
And I wanted to have you on, Kevin, because you contacted me because you were already reading and doing a lot of the practices and techniques, but you just needed a little adjustment, a little help, a little help in realigning your thoughts and your thinking and some of the techniques. So share with our listeners, why did you contact me?
Well, I guess for me, it was kind of one of those things where I was really waiting on the right time. I had already listened to about 80 of your podcasts.
Wow.
And I'm sure a lot of listeners out there know what I'm talking about. You know, for me, I had been actually searching out, you know, some kind of positive, something positive I could put on in the background while I'm working, things like that. And running into your podcast was really kind of a wealth of exactly what I was looking for. And, you know, I had gotten through 80 podcasts and still counting. You know, there's plenty there. And but I had noticed a little bit was missing, because what it was for me, I was kind of at a turning point where I wasn't an attorney yet. And, you know, I was struggling a little bit through law school. You know, I worked full-time the entire time while I was in law school, went to law school at night, and had my kids. So if I was lucky, I'd get home at 10 o'clock and tuck my kids in bed and work through 2, 3 in the morning. And it was quite a grind. So I really started listening to your podcast right around that time, and really had taken it all in, you know, hearing all of the guests that you had from so many, you know, everybody from Think and Grow Rich authors to, you know, Jack Canfield and the heavy hitters. For my lawyer mind, that was all the proof I really needed, because it was show after show after show of proof, really, that you know, the law of attraction really worked.
Right.
And so I took it all in and accepted God into my heart. And I needed some real context to it, though. For me, it was I had reached a point where I had already laid out all of my goals that I wanted to accomplish within 2 months, you know, to finish out the year. And they were crazy goals, you know, compared to where I was at. And so I really needed that little extra boost, you know, because listening to the podcast was fine, but the fact that you had never even knew I existed was kind of bugging me a little bit. So I felt like the energy needed, you know, to get the energy flowing in the right direction, I needed to at least reach out to you and let you know I was a big fan. And then I came across that pay-as-you-go deal, which I've copied in my own practice, by the way.
Right.
I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
But it made it really accessible to me. And so, you know, long story short, it was just the right time. I had my goals already laid out, and I just needed a little extra boost to sort of give me my marching orders and to go knock out those goals.
Okay, and that's why I wanted you on, because a lot of you have been listening, you've been reading, but you just need to tweak where you are. You just need that extra little nudge to really get you moving so that you can manifest your heart's desires. And Kevin, you're smart. You passed the bar, and you now are an attorney. So tell the listeners, how did coaching with me, or what were some of the things specifically that I designed for you, or where we partnered together, that really got you moving toward manifestation?
Well, me, I had laid out my goals. I had laid out the vision board. You know, I had really, you know, implemented a lot of the stuff that I had heard on the podcast and read in the books and things. And so I had some very specific goals. For instance, to get full-time attorney work instead of being a paralegal, you know, I really wanted to get full-time attorney work. And to get a new car, because, you know, I was riding around in a beat-up car for 4 years. You know, sucking up my pride, basically. You know, people looking at me might have thought I didn't do anything with my life. They don't know I'm in law school and all
right.
that. But I stuck that up and sacrificed, and so I really wanted a new car, you know. Something I thought was out of my reach, really, you know. So it really took a big shift. You know, I had always had these goals and dreams, but it was really a point in my life where it was, like, going to take such a big shift, you know, in reality of what was, you know, where I was and where I wanted to be. that I really needed somebody really just to tell the goals to and to hold me accountable. Because, you know, let's face it, I mean, the career counselor at school, I'm pretty sure she, you know, God bless her heart, she's not a millionaire, or, you know, the professors at school, even some of these lawyers or whatever profession you're in, you're going to find, you know, even if it's doctors or whatever, there's going to be those people who are unhappy with their life and they're not really very inspirational when you want to talk to them about wanting to be a millionaire or have all these big goals and dreams. So I needed somebody who had already been there. You know, I wanted somebody to tell me, hey, I'm a millionaire. You know, I've already been there. You know, I needed that. I don't look at that as being, you know, cocky or anything like that. That's what I wanted.
Right.
I wanted somebody to tell me I've been there. And, you know, so then I trust that person, you know, when I'm laying out my goals. And so, some of the tools with me and you was, you know, I wanted some tailored affirmations. I wanted some recordings of you, congratulating me on already having accomplished my goals. And the amazing thing is that actually that what you had recorded actually came true.
Right.
So, it was great. It was such a fast turnaround too, and that's a whole other story.
and you know what I did was, I recorded specific affirmations and a specific recording for him saying, Kevin, congratulations on your new career, your new car. And I emailed that to him and that listened to him. And, of course, that increases vibration. And that's what I call customized coaching, where everybody who comes to me is not the same. They're different. It's like if you go to a doctor, the doctor does not prescribe the same thing for everybody. And so, you know, Kevin, you're very smart. You're very, how can I say, dominant. You're very clear and focused. And so when you came to me, I just gave you just a little push, a little nudge. And so what were some of the things that you've manifested? We've coached two times, right?
Right.
Right. And so Kevin sent, one thing he wanted was a new Beamer. And so he sent me a picture of him looking all cool with his sunglasses on. And it was at nighttime, by the way, folks, next to his new Beamer. And of course, I called him, even though I was very busy, to congratulate him, because this man really just dug in for a week to really realign what was already his and to really focus in on having it now. And I am so proud of you.
Well, I appreciate it, Constance. I appreciate it. And it came around. It was very timely how it all happened.
Right.
And you made it easy to get into, I believe, with the pay-as-you-go deal. And that's something I've implemented in my practice now. You know, I have a client who I kind of broke up his big bill into step one, step two, you know, just pay-as-you-go, you know, type of deal. And he's very thankful. He's like, hey, you know, thanks. You know, law firms ain't really doing this like this. So, you know, I'm getting paid, and he's, you know, getting good quality representation for his matter. So that, you know, I felt like, how can I have people pay me for my time if I can't even pay a little bit just to have somebody, you know, consult with somebody. I'm going to need to consult with accountants in the future, I'm imagining, you know, as a business is growing, I'm going to need to. So I looked at this like, I needed some spiritual coaching and some goal orientated coaching. And once I shifted my mind, because, you know, I had been listening to you for a while, and, you know, every time you talked about the coaching, maybe if I wasn't ready, I ain't going to lie, sometimes I might have fast-forwarded it a little bit. I know I'm just telling you this now, so don't be mad at me,
right,
but, you know.
Right, I understand. And so a lot of people are listening, and that's why I implemented pay as you go, because, you know, wherever you are in life, you can just pay as you go. Whatever your lifestyle is, you can do that. And like Kevin, you might just need one or two or three sessions to just get you going in the right direction. And then once you get going in the right direction, you can come back for yearly coaching.
Right. And that's what I have my mind set on. I've been contemplating, you know, just dropping a grand or whatever it is for your yearly coaching and being done with it. And then I'll really, you know, I look at it like I'll even be more blessed at that point.
You will. And so, Kevin, you are now an attorney. You have a new job, and you have a Beamer, and you've had a great Christmas, and you're very positive. So what would be just, in summary, what would you like to say to people who've been listening to my podcast like you had all over the world, who've been thinking about coaching but just have not taken that leap of faith yet?
I would say, you know, if you're like me, it might be, you know, just, you know, try to find what it is that you think coaching can help you with. If you're kind of, you know, for me, I probably just didn't want to call up, just say, hey, let's just talk. I mean, I had some specific ideas in mind for how I thought coaching would help. And so if you're like that, then think of that. And also, the main thing for me was also changing my thinking about coaching. You know, and maybe in earlier days, I thought of coaching as being something like, oh, I can't really afford that. And then I stopped for a minute, like, wait a minute, you know, how am I going to listen to 80 podcasts on thinking and growing rich, and I'm over here saying that I can't afford something that really is affordable and powerful? So once I switched my thinking on that, then it was just a matter of, okay, how can I do this, and what's the easiest way to get in? And most effective way to make it happen, and that's what we did. You know, we made it happen. I mean, I've knocked out 3 of my 5 goals, and I got a couple days left to knock out these little minor goals. But I mean, really, it was such a quick turnaround after we talked. Literally, a couple days later, I had manifested some amazing things on my goals, as far as lawyer work, things that didn't happen to me for months. After submitting applications and resumes, and I graduated number 2 in my class.
Wow.
And wasn't getting any responses, but really, after we did our coaching and I really got, like, super focused a couple days later, I mean, the floodgates opened up, and, you know, it's just it's such a change from where I was about a month and a half ago, and I thank you. And I thank the listeners out there, because really this was also my end result, was me visualizing me saying this kind of thing out loud to somebody. And so I thank you who are listening, because in some way you have helped me achieve that end result as well.
Right. Well, Kevin, that's why I wanted you on. I just thank you so much. And for my listeners, I think in summary, Kevin was saying he made a decision. Once you make a decision, money will come to you. And then I believe that God is accelerating things quickly in our lives so that we can live powerful lives. So, Kevin, Happy New Year. Thank you so much. And you're going to have to come and take me for a ride in that new BMW. I'll put on my sunglasses so I can look cool like you, all right?
Yeah, you got swag. Huh?
I do. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to be right back talking about how you can start 2013 out with the bang, how you can learn how to set goals and intentions, and then develop strategies that will help you create the life of your dreams.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration. At LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I'm back, and I hope that you enjoyed those great commercials, and hope you enjoyed Kevin. He was really real and really raw, and I love that. And so, Happy New Year, and I am getting ready to teach you about setting your goals or intentions for 2013, or how to be, do, or have something different in 2013. Aren't you ready for that? So let me go. You know how I am with my little introduction. And you know, traditionally at the beginning of the new year, we have New Year's resolutions or intentions or expectations. We are ready for this new life, for this new way of thinking and being. And the new year is supposed to bring different things than the previous year. So we're really excited about it. We make New Year's resolutions, and I don't know if I believe in them or not, but I do believe in setting goals. And did you know that 92% of all resolutions that are made at the beginning of the year are not kept? So we know that you are not going to be in that category, right? So we're making statements like, 2013 is going to be my year. Or I tell you what, I am so glad that 2012 is gone. It was just so terrible, and I just hate it, and I'm just ready for something new. Or, man, I tell you, 2012 was just terrible, and 2013 is going to be different, but what are you going to think and do differently in 2013? And statistics show that when people who make New Year's resolutions, by the third month, they have deserted or quit or given up on their resolution. At the beginning of January, gym membership increases by 30%. So, in thinking about what I want to teach on this last week in December, and really it's 2 days before the new year ends here in the U.S. and in other places, it's a lot closer. I want to teach you how to shift and change what you would normally do at the beginning of the year. So I'm going to share with you some principles that I feel will really put you in on a solid foundation and give you specific techniques. I think my new mantra for myself is, tell me what you want and I'll show you how to get it. I just love that, because God has just given me that gift. And I'm not about hype and motivation, but I'm about taking a look at scientific principles that will really work in your life. So how can you begin to live a different life in 2013? We already know wishing and hoping does not accomplish anything. There is a success system that you need to abide by. Let's talk about it. Number one, the first thing that I want you to do is take a look at what in the world happened in your life, either good or bad, in 2012. So that means that before the end of the year or over the next couple of days, I want you to sit down and I want you to write it. Just something very spiritual about writing. I want you to take an inventory of your life. What were some of your dreams? Did you write them down last year? What was your behavior like last year? Do you feel that you were disciplined last year, or were you lazy? That's right, L-A-Z-Y. Do you feel that you were focused last year? Who or what allowed you from moving forward? I was talking with one girl, and she broke up with her boyfriend, and she was traumatized for 6 months. So for six of those months, she did not move forward. Did you break your goals and intentions down in small, measurable steps so that they wouldn't be so overwhelming? And as you're going to hear from me later on, I realized last year I had too many goals, and so there were some things that I did not accomplish. How often did you review your goals? What obstacles or circumstances hindered you from moving forward? What people in your life did you allow to continually drain your life, focus in on their needs, and that stopped you from moving forward? How many days did you spend discouraged? Oh, woe is me. pitiful, complaining, and just allowing your circumstances to control your life. And you know, I told you, I used to be the queen of pitiful, but I got really sick and tired of that because I realized that that was not changing my life. So I know, as I said earlier, I looked at my own goals, and I had too many goals. I had goals in all seven areas of my life, recreationally, financially, you know, spiritually, you know, et cetera, socially. And this year I'm going to really cut down my goals and just really knock out maybe the top three. And that's what I'm going to ask you to do. And so I had one lady that I was coaching with, and she wanted me to help her lose weight, and I'm very good at that. For many years, I conducted a 12-step overeating group, and so I started working with her. But before I did, I said, so let's take a look at what has not worked in your life and possibly why that has not worked. So she looked at her overeating in the evenings, doing a lot of emotional eating in the evenings. How many of you can relate to that? Let me see your hands. We looked at while she put other people first before herself. We looked at her sexual molestation that she had never dealt with, and somehow keeping the weight on, it made her feel safe. And we looked at whether or not she had a burning desire. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you must have a burning desire for change. You can't just wish and hope. You have to have a burning desire, and you have to be willing to what? Pay the price. And we realized that she had not made losing weight a priority. She talked about it. She wished, but she had not made a commitment. So those are some difficult questions that I asked her, and we dealt with those, and now she's doing extremely well. So the first thing that I'm going to say is, before you sit down and decide what you're going to do for 2013, take a look at 2012 and determine what your thinking was, what your believing was, etc., and then move forward. The second thing is, repent and change your thinking about who you are, what you will be, do, and have in 2013. Man, you know, when we hear the word repent, a lot of us are like, oh my goodness, Constance is preaching the Bible. Well, you know I'm a Christian, so you know I'm going to say something about that. But repent simply means to change your mind or change what you're doing. As the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So you've got to change your thinking. And, man, I've been listening to some CDs over the holidays, and I am realizing this more and more, because what you think really begins to create your world. And so before you do anything externally, I want you to take a look at your thinking, because if you do not examine your thinking and really identify your thinking from last year, you will bring that old way of thinking into the new year and continue to create the same thing. We do not want the same thing that we had last year. We want something higher. We want something bigger. We want something more purposeful, and we want something bolder. And you've heard me say, change your thinking, change your world. And that sounds just kind of cliche, but it is nothing but the truth. So what has your thinking been about in the area of relationships? Do you believe that there are not any good men or women out there? If that's what your thinking has been, guess what? That's what you're going to get in 2013, because it's an inside job. Setting your goals on the outside is external, but you have to go in first. So what's your thinking been about money? You know, we've talked about that. Dr. Kimbrough talked about that. Are you saying, oh my God, it's so hard to get money or whatever? What is your thinking about your new job? Remember that whatever you are continually thinking, that your thoughts become things. Okay, people, think about that. Your thoughts literally become things, and they come and take form in your life. And so the first thing you must do is you must monitor and take a look at your thinking. Did you know that your brain transmits radio waves by the way you think? And so when you stop thinking about something that you desire, it stops the energy from going to it. Let's just say last year you wanted to start a business, but there were so many things that came up, and you're just like, forget about this, Constance. This is too hard. So you stopped thinking. You stopped sending that energy out. And so guess what? That particular project stopped. And so when you begin to think about what you want again, it begins to energize it. And so many of you might have had a dream and you're just like, oh my goodness, this has been too difficult. I want you to begin rethinking about that dream. Studies have shown that if you begin thinking about a dream and your frequency is high enough, if you begin thinking about a particular item, that your frequency, your thinking can actually break a glass. Now, you have to be really disciplined and at a high level to do that, but it can be done. Have you ever been thinking about someone maybe for the last 2 or 3 days and they might say, girl, I was just thinking about you. What happened? You were sending your energy out to that person. You energized them and they called you. So your thoughts go out into the universe and they bring back to you what you send them out. All right, so another great example was that they put some radioactive waves on some gold. You know, they're always doing these great experiments and to see if the gold would change, and it did. But then they put someone who just sat there and thought positive thoughts about the gold. Oh, gold, you're so beautiful, or whatever they thought. And what happened? Those gold bars change. So thoughts alter matter. Think about that. Thoughts alter matter. So what are you saying, Constance? I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm saying that if you think hard enough about something, it will come to you. A great example was I practiced this all of the time, and I just began to think about this red lipstick. I had red, but it was red with the blue undertone, and I wanted red with orange. And I just kept thinking, I'm going to find the perfect red lipstick with the great orange undertone. And I thought about that, and did you know that somebody gave me that? They had no idea that that's what I wanted, because thoughts alter things. It sends a frequency. So when you think of something at a high enough level, it creates it. So what would happen in your world in 2013 if you would begin to think about your dream and spend time thinking about your dream with the most powerful frequency that you have? Okay, we're talking about step number 2 for 2013 is to change what you think. Now, if your thoughts are on the past, what's going to happen? What happened last year? What your girlfriend did to you last year? What your boss said to you last year? Then you are going to continually create the past. I want you to recognize that. If your thoughts are on the past, what happened last year, you're going to continue to create the past. If your thoughts are on your current circumstances or what is in your life or what you see now in your life, guess what? Then you will continue to create what is. You've heard me say this maybe 100 times. You cannot create something different in a different vibration. So if you want something different in 2013, you must think something different. You cannot be thinking about what is in your life. You know, I'm working with a client right now who wanted more money, but she kept telling the same story. Well, my salary is only X number of dollars, and I have so many bills, and they are X number of dollars, and I don't see how I could ever change my money situation. And so because her thinking around money is ram, she kept getting the same thing. So the principle is only put your thinking and your feeling on what you want. So decide what you want for 2013. If that's more money, begin to put your thinking on, I will receive or allow or make or earn 6 figures this year. And you know, that's so interesting. I've often shared with you guys how $100,000 only came in my life when I wrote it down. But I just began thinking about $100,000. I didn't know how it was going to come to me. I didn't know how it was going to manifest. But I see now that just because I began to think about it, that my thinking changed matter and ways of getting $100,000 to me manifested. Okay, so think about what's possible in your life. So that means whatever you want different in your life, begin to think about that. All right? So go in and check out your thinking and see what you've been thinking, and then begin to set your intentions on what you want for 2013. Because if not, what, you're going to be getting the same thing. All right. A great example of that might be if your attention has been on what has never happened in your life. Guess what you're going to get? The same thing. So let's just say you said, Constance, I've been dieting for 8 years. I have never kept the weight off. I've lost the weight, but I have never kept the weight off. It keeps coming back. So if your attention and your energy and your experience is on what has never happened, what's going to happen? You may lose the weight, but you won't keep it off. So I kind of want you to see your thinking or your inner thoughts as your currency or money that you spend all day long. Whatever you put your attention on and your thoughts on, kind of see that as money that you're spending. All right, so that's the inner world. Your thoughts equal the inner world, but money equals the material world. You know how you can go out and spend money. So I'm going to share a great story, and I have to give credit to Dr. Wayne Dyer. So we're going to see your thoughts like money. All right, and you say, I am abundant, I'm prosperous, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy. And let's just say I gave you $1 million, and I said, guess what? You can go and buy anything that you desire. What do you desire? So you go downtown, or you go to the mall, and you go in this first shop, and you see the ugliest lamp, and you say to the salesman, my God, this is an atrocious lamp. I would never put this lamp in my house. Why do you even have it on display? And then you ask him, how much does it cost? He says, $10,000. And then you say, okay, send it to my house. And then you walk down the street to another store, and you see this ugly bear rug. And you're like, yuck, that is the ugliest rug I've ever seen. It's an ugly color. It doesn't go with anything in my house. But then you say, I'm going to buy it. Send it to my house. And so you keep doing that. And so when you get home and you walk in your door and they have delivered all of that furniture, you say, I don't know. How did all of this stuff get in my house? I don't like any of this. How does this show up in my house? And guess what? That's the same thing that you do with your thoughts. You say consciously, I am abundant, I am prosperous, I am whole, money comes to me, but all day long you are spending your thoughts on lack. All day long you are spending your thoughts on not enough. All day long you're looking at TV and you're looking at about to go over the financial cliff and you're talking about that. So even though consciously you say one thing, and then you wonder, why are all these things showing up in my life? I read the Law of Attraction. I listen to Constance, but you are not watching where you are spending your thoughts. And so that is one area that I really want you to take a really big look at, because how you spend your thoughts and what you're thinking is very important. So what I want you to do is I want you to monitor your thoughts for maybe 2 or 3 days, and you're going to be shocked at what you hear, at what you hear yourself thinking. You're going to be, my God, am I thinking that? No wonder those things have been showing up in my life. So I want you to take a week or so and just monitor your thoughts. And every time you find yourself thinking a negative thought, write it down and then look for the common thread that may be appearing in your life. Possibly you're always thinking thoughts of lack, or you're very fearful, and just begin to change those thoughts consciously. All right, the next one, the next step that I'm going to really encourage you to do is submitting your life totally to God and surrendering. You know, I love what Kevin said when he said, I gave my life to God. And, you know, we're so afraid of that because of what religion has done, but God is on your side. So before you write your goals or intentions, you need to say, God, here I am. You know, I tried years before on my own and by myself. I submit myself to you. I submit my world, my thinking, my children, my career, and my job. And I partner with you to help to make 2013 the beginning of the best years of my life. And I normally spend the beginning of the new year sort of quiet and introspective, a little fasting, a little praying, because the Christian that I am, I know that God has a great purpose and a great plan for my life. So how has your life been working without God or Spirit? And so get quiet. Become introspective. Know that God loves you, that you are not separate from God. That is a big myth that we have. You're separate from God. You've been trying to start your business on your own. I say, who would you rather brainstorm with, God or what's the guy, whoever he did, or Bill Gates? God knows everything about business, about music, about art, every facet of your life. So yield yourself to God. God is always trying to partner with you. He's always trying to get your life moving upward. He wants to bring more abundance, more love, more prosperity into your life. So partner with God. Know that you're one with all of there is, and just make a decision to do that. All right, so after you, you do your inventory, and then you check out your thinking, and you monitor that, and then you yield yourself to God, or you surrender to God. I love the word surrender. And, you know, and to be honest with you folks, a lot of people ask me about myself, and it was only when I surrendered to Spirit. I really got frustrated because I realized that what I was doing was not working. Does anybody feel like that out there? All right, let me see your hands. I know you do. So what's the next thing we're going to do? We're going to actually begin the process of writing out your intentions or your goals. And you already know that only 3% of the population has written goals. And it amazes me when I ask people, do you have your goals written down? They say no. And these are people that listen to my show. And I say, I know I say every week, you've got to write down your goals. And they don't have to be anything fancy, but just begin. People say, should I write or type? I think it's something powerful about writing them out. I think it's spiritual. I think it's a form of prayer. And then after I write mine out, I type them out. So just begin in very simplistic form, in a very simple way, writing out your goals. Sometimes I have to rewrite my goals maybe 3 or 4 times until I really get it right. So here are some examples of what it might look like. I desire or I will release 30 pounds this year so that I can feel better, have more vitality, and have the energy to play with my grandchildren and increase my self-esteem. You see that? That's very simple. Or you might say, I desire and will increase my income by starting a home business where I will bring an extra $1,000 per month that will help me to assist in paying my household bills. You see that? Or it might be, I desire and will change careers in a position where the commute is no more than 30 minutes per day one way, and where I have flex time and where I will be paid X number of dollars. The work atmosphere will be one of growth and expansion, and there will be an opportunity for advancement. So that's just a very simple way of how your goal might sound. Or, I desire and will go back to school to begin getting my degree online, and I will begin registration for that in March and will take a minimum of 2 classes per semester. So, can you see how easy it is? And I'm going to only ask you to write down your top 3 goals. What are your top 3 goals? And those goals usually are love, money, health, and career. So whatever they are, that's what you write down, okay? So you're going to write them down, and then you're going to type them up, and then you're going to see them every day. It's something about looking at your goals. And Peter Adams says that he rewrites his goals every day because it really energizes them. Can you see that? Okay, so what's the next step? So I just want to talk to you about why writing your goals is important, because it becomes a written contract to yourself, which usually sparks a personal motivation to achieve it. I think when you write your goals, you're saying, hey, you're important. And it brings about a sense of integrity. You know how many times you've promised yourself, I'm going to do A, B, C, or D, and you never do that and how that impacts your life. So it's a written contract, helps you to get clear about what you want. That's the first rule of success, getting clear about what you want. It makes you define clearly what your goals are, and when you write them down, it really encourages you to go into more detail. You begin telling a story. Well, I'm going to lose weight, and then I'm going to be able to play with my grandchildren, and then I'm going to think I'm so fine, and then I'm going to meet somebody, and I'm going to be feeling really attractive. So can you see how that goes? It frees your mind. Writing goals, the importance of writing goals, it frees your mind of perpetual thinking and remembering your goals. Because you got to remember that the pressures of life will come and then you'll be so distracted. But when you have your goals written in front of you, there's something very powerful about it. It drives you forward and gives you daily structure and purpose. When you have goals, you get up. Okay, look at Gabby Douglas, you know, the young black lady who won the Olympics. And every day, because what she had a goal, she knew, I have to get up early, I'm going to spend 5 hours in the gym, etc. So having goals, it gives you structure. So if somebody calls you, they said, what you doing? Well, I'm going to bed early because I'm going to be getting up at 6 o'clock going to the gym. Can you see that? All right. It stimulates creativity and motivates you to think about the next step. And, you know, once you're creative, it increases the spirit of momentum. Once you accomplish one thing and you lose 10 pounds, you're like, okay, I got it going on. You have a little swag about yourself. Okay, I can do that. Well, if I can do that, then I can go back to school. So it brings out more creativity. It motivates you to take action. And I'm going to say later on, faith without works is dead. Just wishing for something to happen does not change anything. I ran into this guy, and I had known him many years ago. We were not friends but associates, and when we would see each other, sometimes we would have a conversation. So he's been talking ever since I've known him, maybe 10 years. Well, I'm going to start me a barbecue place, because he really makes barbecue really well. And whenever I go to a party and he's catered it, man, it is so good and everybody goes crazy over it. So I happened to run into him during the holidays, and he's still saying the same thing. Why? Because he put no action. Wishing and hoping does not manifest anything in your life. Yes, it does. It manifests nothing. All right, so what else does goal setting, and why is it important? Because it enables you to see. It gives you vision about what you want for your life. You can see where you want to go. You can see that new business. You can see that new love coming into your life. You can see yourself completing that book. How many people have I talked to who say, I'm going to start writing my book, and 5 years later, because they haven't seen it, nothing has happened? So writing your goals down really helps you to see and helps you to celebrate your progress. Another reason is it makes you laser focused. Have you ever gotten some laser work done? I did just this week. I got some laser work done on my face. I had a couple of moles that I wanted removed. And he took that laser, and he was very specific, and he put it right on that mole. And that mole has disappeared, and it's only been a couple of days. So it gives you laser focus. It makes you accountable. And I personally believe that you need to be accountable to at least one person about your goals. Otherwise, you're not really being authentic. You need to say to somebody, hey, I'm giving up sugar. So that if you're out in the restaurant and they see you putting some sugar in your coffee, they can say, wait a minute, Constance, you said you were not going to put sugar in your coffee anymore. So accountability is great, and that's why coaching is so important. I mean, my clients are really accountable to me. Sometimes I have them email me to make sure that they are doing what I ask them to do. And when we have our next session, I always say, so tell me what you did, because accountability is so important. Writing your goals down really helps you to be the best that you can be. And aren't you ready for that? Mediocrity is not anywhere in your DNA. You were wired for success. It is the will of God for you to be successful and live a powerful life. But you got to get yourself in that success system. And the success system is you have to write down your goals. And lastly, it helps you to live your best life. And what is your best life? It's traveling with your children. It's going on vacation. It's having enough money. It's falling back in love with your spouse. Or it's finding love. It's being healthy. It's being in a position to give back to others and living a purposeful life. All right, so you need to begin to write down your goals. I've told you why they're important, and you need to be passionate about it. This is what I'm doing for 2013. Excited about it. All right, the next thing I want to talk about quickly is why is action so important? You know, and as I said, faith without works is dead. I'm going to ask you to be like Nike. You know who Nike is, the shoe company? Just do it. So after writing your goals, and after you've written down in detail why it's important for you to reach that goal, I want you to start moving. And this is where people get stuck. You know, start moving. They say, Constance, I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. You have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. That's why I'm going to teach you how to take action steps and be just like Nike. Just do it. So I'm going to recommend that you just let you start at the beginning of the year with just our three top goals, and I want you to start with one. So So I want you to have a 30-day timeline to accomplish a certain goal or begin accomplishing a certain goal. So we want to break the goals down so that they can be small and measurable so you won't get discouraged. So we're going to start working with one goal, and I want you to every day or within 1 week or every week begin to do something toward that goal. And when you do that with that one goal, it will create momentum. And as I said, I want you to celebrate for any small accomplishment, and really that will begin to move you towards success. Can you see that? So let's take one goal. We're going to have a timeline of 30 days. How much can you accomplish within 30 days? You might can have a weekly celebration and or a monthly celebration. At the end of 30 days, we're going to celebrate and say, wow, look what I accomplished. I think you need to make sure that you have a commitment to your goal. As I said earlier, you're no longer just talking about it. So that means no excuses. I mean none. If you committed to exercise 3 times a week, then that's just what you do. It's cold outside here in Atlanta, and so I've committed to exercise, so what did I do? I put my DVD walking running tape in, and I did it on the inside. I had to modify how I accomplished my goal for the last couple of days, but no more excuses. You make a commitment. You don't talk about it, but you make a commitment. And that would be easy for you to do because, like I said, you have broken down the task or your goal into small, measurable steps. So let's just say you, for the first 30 days, you say, Constance, I'm ready for a job. This is what it would look like. Week one, edit your resume. It shouldn't take a week, but I'm giving you a week. Week two, you're going to research the companies that fit your criteria that would be a match for you. Week three, you're going to send out a minimum of 10 resumes per week. Week four, you're going to follow up with either an additional email or call if possible. So can you see how I just broke that down in measurable steps? So what would happen to this person's career if they consistently did that? So that's what we call a short-term goal, where we are developing small, consistent baby rituals in your life that will eventually lead to a big realization of your goals or your dreams. And I got a question for you. Can you do that? Of course you can. Another thing I want you to do is identify and get rid of all distractions in your life that might be holding you back from 2013. I'm just going to tell you up front, you got to let some people go. You got to let some habits go. If you like sleeping in late, you can't be lazy anymore. You've got to get up. You've got to go to bed early, get up early. Did you know that when you go to bed early, you get the deeper sleep? People who go to bed at 3, 4, and 5, they don't get the deep sleep. I think I understand that that really, is it the alpha state? I think it is. It's like from, like, I don't know, 12 midnight to something like that, where you get the real deep sleep. All right, so get rid of people who are in your life. What people are in your life that are no longer serving you? Baby, you've got to realize that sometimes people come into your life for a season, and when you try to hold on to them, they are keeping you back from your purpose. You are allowing them to keep you back from living an abundant life. When those people leave your life, when those distractions leave your life, guess what? New people. God will send new people into your life. So identify and get rid of all distractions. Or it might be some of your family members. You say, Constance, how can I get rid of my family members? You can make a decision that you're going to set very firm boundaries with them. Because, baby, if this is going to be your year, you will have to do something different. You cannot keep thinking and doing and being the same thing and create something different in your life. God is waiting for you to change. God is waiting for you to shift. God is waiting for you to alter what you've been thinking and what you've been doing. And I think we hold on to old relationships because we are afraid. And when you let them go, there will be a transition period. You may feel alone. And I heard one millionaire say that really a success is created sometimes in isolation. When you feel alone, when you feel nobody understands me. But if you want to make your dreams come true, there might be seasons of isolation. I know certainly that was the case in my life. All right, and then almost lastly, create a visual representation of what you want. Once you've created your action items and that timeline, then, you know, get some pictures of what your life is going to look like, you know, with you running. That's really important because we think in pictures. Imagination is king. Man, if you can see it, you can have it. You've got to have vision for it. I mean, I have pictures all over my house, mostly in my office that I'm in right now. But I have pictures everywhere. Why? Because that's the visual. Constance, keep going. Constance, keep moving. Constance, keep moving toward that. All right, so I'm not going to go into that because I've talked about that. Be grateful before you accomplish your goals in 2013. What does that look like? God, I thank you for giving me the energy, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the insight. I thank you for sending the people and the resources to help me. So you're thanking God in advance for what you want. And then what I'm doing, I'm sending the favor of God into my future for 2013. What do I mean by that? I'm sending the favor of God, saying favor, that means undeserved, unearned privileges. Favor, God gives me special favor, special privileges. I'm already sending that out with my words. God, I thank you that there's favor in my future, favor in February, favor as I travel, favor as I speak. I'm already sending that out. So can you see how if you would just begin to implement some of these principles by getting rid of the things that shouldn't be in your life anymore, by writing down your goals, and I've given you some great reasons why your writing down your goals are so important. I want you to be a part of that 3% that has wealth in their lives, about how changing your thinking, which is crucial, about how surrendering your life to God, being grateful before you get it, about how taking a look at what would be the advantages of you reaching certain goals. You were created for greatness. You were created to live an abundant life, and I want you to do that this year. Alrighty, well, I want you to visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and so many of you said, are you going to have a coaching special for January? I am, but I don't know what it is yet. I haven't prayed about it. So next week, I will let you know what that is. Everybody needs a coach. And so you might be like Kevin. You've been listening to me, and every time I talk about coaching, you say, I can't afford that. Every time you say that, you create, I cannot afford. So go and download my book. My book will really help you to deal with your thinking. I was in a business establishment. It was this week, and I went in. It was personal. It was in a bank. Started talking to the lady. She just broke down and started crying. She has some beautiful children, lots of money, big house, a Beamer like Kevin does, has an MBA, but she's unhappy. I told her, I said, you need to download my book, begin to take a look at that, and you need to coach with me. Because, ladies and gentlemen, what does it really profit you to have all of that and you're not happy and you're not living a purposeful life? Well, it's been great being with you, and I feel led to pray over you. I rarely do this, but I'm going to do it tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray over everyone who's listening all over the world. Spirit of God, Divine Father, I pray that you will give us wisdom, knowledge, and insight about our lives, that you would help us, that you would strengthen us, and that you would send the resources, the people, the money, the ideas that we need in order to really co-create with you a powerful 2013. Help us to release the past, help us to see our future, and help us to be a great demonstration to the world. God bless us so immensely that we will be a wealth distribution center to those in need. So we're thanking you in advance. You're such a great and awesome and powerful God. We know that we can thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I love all of you. I don't know if I said that, but if I did, I'm going to say it again. I love you. God loves and adores you. I'm so grateful to be coming to you another year. Enjoy your new year. Be safe. And I look forward to sharing with you all of next year.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.